哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Our beloved brothers and sisters, peace be with you。
啊，由于下午哈、啊，这个小弟啊还要赶到北卡莱罗纳啊，所以我们就下午把啊这个第二节的圣经讲习会就挪到第一节来。
This afternoon, I have to go to North Carolina, so we have moved the Bible study workshop, to the afternoon session.
好，我们在接下来的这一个月啊，要把约书亚记的最后一部分给查考完毕。
This month we will conclude the discussion of the book of Joshua.
从16章到24章。
Beginning with chapter 16 and ending with chapter 24.
那在约书亚记的16章、17章，这两章里头，共同提到的是有关约瑟子孙所得的产业。
And Joshua chapter 16 through 24 talks about the inheritance, of the people.
所以小弟把它这个两章并在一起查考。
And so we will combine these two chapters and study together.
好，我们来看这个约书亚记的16章。
Let's refer to Joshua chapter 16.
在这16章里头，第一节到第四节啊，谈到约瑟子孙所得的产业。
And in chapter 16 of Joshua, we see in verses 1 through 4 that it discusses the inheritance for the people of Joseph.
约瑟子孙他所得的产业啊，是一次碾究所得来的，抽签一次得到的。
And the children of Joseph received their inheritance as a result of the casting of lots.
以色列人他们碾究分地总共有两次。
The Israelites cast lots twice to determine their inheritance.
第一次是在基甲。
The first time was in Gilgal.
那第二次是在示罗。
And the second time was in Shiloh.
那约瑟子孙他们得到的地也是在第一次在基甲的时候所抽签的。
And the children of Joseph determined their inheritance during the casting of lots at Gilgal.
根据这一个所得到的地业，南边归给以法莲，北边归给马拿西的半支派。
And the northern part would be for Ephraim, and the southern part would be for Manasseh.
约瑟他是雅各的儿子。
Joseph was the son of Jacob.
他是十二个支派的这个以色列十二支派的始祖。
And he is among the 12 tribes of Israel.
但是从约瑟却分出了两个支派来。
But from Joseph there were two tribes.
以法莲跟马拿西。
Ephraim and Manasseh.
等于说约瑟的儿子取代了这个约瑟他的地位。
And so we can say that Joseph's children had standing.
约瑟应该代表一个支派，但是他从约瑟分出了两个支派来。
Because Joseph should have represented only one tribe, but from him came two tribes.
这个是原本长子才有的福分。
And this is an inheritance that only the first fathers had. Or the first son was supposed to have.
因为长子才有权利分得两份的产业。
Because only the eldest son had, was able to inherit double portion.
雅各的长子应该是流便。
And Jacob's oldest son should have been Reuben.
但是流便他因为上了他父亲的床污秽了他父亲的床，跟父亲的妾行淫所以失去了他长子尊贵的名分。
But because Reuben violated his father's bed, he lost the right of double portion inheritance that he had as the firstborn.
取代流便就是约瑟。
And so to take his place was Joseph.
所以约瑟他得两份约瑟的儿子马拿西跟这个以法莲就成为以色列十二支派当中的两个支派。
And so Joseph received double portion by his sons Ephraim and Manasseh, who each represented one of the tribes of Israel.
哦，他们他啊，这个子孙约瑟子孙所得的地业是整个约旦河流域啊肥沃之地。
And so they inheritance that covered the area of the Jordan River.
哦，这也应验了啊，当日摩西还有雅各啊给约瑟家的祝福。
And so this was the fulfillment of the blessing.
我们来看创世纪的四十九章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 49.
四十九章的二十五节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 25.
二十五节，你父亲的神必帮助你。那全能者必将天上所有的福、地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福啊，都赐给你。二十六节。
26.
你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭、至极的边界。这些福啊，必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄回别之人的景象。好，我们再看。这个《生命记》的三十三章。
Now let's refer to Deuteronomy 33.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
十三节。
33:13.
十三节论约瑟说：“愿他的弟兄。”神赐福得天上的宝物甘露以及地里所藏的泉水十四节
14.
得太阳所晒熟的梅果月亮所养成的宝物十五节
15.
得上古之山的至宝勇士之岭的宝物十六节
16.
得地和其中所充满的宝物并住荆棘中上主的喜悦愿这些福都归于约瑟的头上归于那与弟兄回别之人的顶上、哦、这里让我们看到、哦、约瑟子孙他们所承受的地业就如同摩西如同雅各给他的祝福一样
And so we see here that the inheritance that the children of Joseph received was like that of the blessing of Moses and of Jacob.
约瑟他的地业后来也成为北朝以色列国的中心。
And Joseph's inheritance would come to be the land of the northern kingdom.
那先知书啊，也都用这个约瑟家啊，或者是用以法莲来代表北国。
And the books of the prophets also often refer to Ephraim or the house of Joseph.As the northern kingdom.
哦，这是有关约瑟子孙所得的产业。
Because this has to do with the inheritance that the children of Joseph received.
哦，那在这个十六章哈、哦，约书亚记的十六章的五到十节，哦，这里更进一步的来谈到他两个哦这个支派，以法莲跟马拿西这两个支派他们得到的地业。
And Joshua 16, verses 5 through 10, goes into the detail of the land that Ephraim received.
好，首先啊，谈以法莲。
First, we will discuss Ephraim.
哎，我们会觉得很奇怪哦，因为以法莲并不是约瑟的长子哦，马拿西才是长子。
And we might think Ephraim was not the son of Joseph. Manasseh was the son of Joseph.
这里啊，怎么会先谈以法莲哦
？So how come Ephraim is first discussed?
我们如果记得啊，哦，雅各。在给约瑟两个儿子祝福的时候啊，是两手交叉的祝福哈。
And we remember that when Jacob was blessing his sons, that he crossed his hands to bless his sons.
哦，或许是这个缘故哈，所以以法莲呢、先提到了。
Maybe it is in this following this logic that Ephraim is first discussed.、
以法莲支派他所得到的地业啊，都属于这个山地的诚意。
And the land that Ephraim received can be considered very mountainous.
哦，那这些山地的诚意啊，都具有战略性的价值。
And they are very valuable, and as far as war goes.
哦，对于这个人数比较少的以法莲支派是最适当的。
And so, for the people of Ephraim who were the least populous, this was very helpful.
但是美中不足的哈，这个以法莲支派并没有把这个住在基色的迦南人给赶逐，这在第十节这里有记载。
But as it records in verse 10, they did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer.
仍然跟他们同住，成为他们当中做苦工的仆人。
And so they actually dwelt among them and became their forced laborers.
我们都知道这些外族人当后来他们强大之后反倒过来来欺压这个以色列人。
And we know that later in time, these foreigners would come to overpower Israel.
来影响他们的宗教信仰。
And they would come to influence their religious beliefs.
接下来这个十七章约书亚记的十七章一到十三节这记载另外一个支派这个马拿西支派所得的产业。
In chapter 17, verses 1 through 3, it talks about the half-tribe of Manasseh.
马拿西他是约瑟的长子。
Manasseh was son of Joseph.
是雅各的长孙。
He was a descendant of Jacob.
所以照律法的规定他领受了两倍的这个产业。
And so according to law, he was supposed to have a double portion of his inheritance.
马拿西支派在河约旦河东已经分得了一大片土地。
Manasseh had already received a piece of land to the east of the Jordan.
在约旦河西他同时也有分到。
But to the west of the Jordan, he also received another portion.
他得了双份的产业。
And so he received double portion.
那在这一段记载当中有一个有一段插曲。
But here there is a slight discrepancy.
就是这个西罗非哈他的女儿们求地业。
That is, there's an interruption. That is that the daughter of Zelophehad also wanted inheritance.
西罗非哈他没有儿子来继承产业。
Zelophehad had no sons, only daughters.
按照律法的规定产业父亲的产业只有儿子可以得。
According to law, only the sons could receive inheritance.
长子可以得双份。
And the firstborn could receive double portion.
女儿是不可以继承产业。
And daughters were not to receive inheritance.
她可以得到一笔嫁妆。
They could receive a dowry.
或许我们会认为说，哇，圣经这样子对姐妹太不公平了。
And so we might think that the Bible is very biased against women then.
那这不是跟这个传统的这外邦人分财产的时候只准儿子有女儿不准有跟那种一样
And we might even say this is just like the practices of the non-believers.
现在的法律也都不允许这样了，怎么圣经还是这样的教导？
And modern day law doesn't have anything like this. Why does the Bible uphold this?
其实不是神这个对弟兄跟姐妹这个厚此薄彼没有这个意思。
It is not that God is unfair to the sisters.
没有分给女儿的原因是因为将来女儿她嫁人的话她那个地业会归到夫家去。
The reason that daughters do not receive inheritance is because upon marriage, that land would become the property of her husband.
那如此一来必会打乱了当时神所分配给各支派的地业。
And so over many generations, the original plan which God had for the land would become mixed up.
神不愿意这样的情形发生。
And so God did not want this to happen.
所以规定这个只有儿子才能承受产业。
And so he made it so that only the sons could receive an inheritance.
但是到了西罗非哈这个时候就出问题了，他没儿子。
But when it came to the time of Zelophehad, there was a problem because he had no sons.
所以西罗非哈的女儿们来见见当时的摩西。
And so,
见约书亚。
And so Zelophehad's daughters approached Joseph.
见摩西了，见摩西。
Approached Moses.
摩西就把这个案件提到神的前面。
And so,
摩西把这个 case 就呈到神的面前来。
Oh, and so they brought this case before God.
在民数记的二十七章这里就记载。
And so in Deuteronomy,
二十七章。
Chapter 27, it records.
所以神晓谕摩西，另外定了一个新的例子。
And so, God commanded Moses to create another law.
女儿也可以继承父亲的产业。
That the daughters could also receive the inheritance of their fathers.
这个在当时啊，这个农业社会来说，那是跨时代的一个创举啊。
And so in this agricultural age, this was a very groundbreaking law.
所以可见哦，神绝对不是重男轻女的神啊。
So certainly it is not that God looks lightly upon the sisters.
之所以啊，产业只归给儿子没有归女儿啊，是考虑到将来啊，这个如果女儿嫁娶之后，会造成啊这个地业上啊产业啊各支派之间的混乱。
The reason why this law was put in place originally was to prevent confusion in later generations as the daughters married off.
但是西罗非哈的事件呢，让我们看出神还是有办法处理啊。
But we see from the case of Zelophehad that God still has a way to take care of this matter.
神是公义公平的神。
Because God is just and fair.
但是虽然女儿可以继承父亲的产业啊，但是又要顾及将来的产业不会混乱哦，有了一个规定。
But even though the daughters were able to receive the inheritance in order to avoid the confusion that might come in later generations, there is yet another stipulation.
规定这些继承父亲产业的女儿啊，她必须要嫁给同宗同支派的族人啊。
And that was that those daughters who received an inheritance could only marry those within the tribe.
以确保各支派这个产业它的完整性。
So that way, the land allotted to the tribes would remain.
这是在这个约书亚记的十七章当中的一段插曲。
And so this was something that happened in 17.
所以约书亚就照着当时摩西神晓谕摩西的方法就分给他们产业。
And so Joshua, according to Moses, divided the land.
那在十七章的十四到十八节这里谈到约瑟的子孙他们的怨言。
And verses 14 to 18 talks about more of the inheritance for the children of Joseph.
我们都知道打江山容易要坐分江山那是很困难的事情。这个得天下容易的得到土地容易啊，那现在要分配利益的话那就很困难。
And we know that it is much easier to obtain land than it is to divide the land.
这个台湾人有一句俗谚也这么说说关于分家产
So there is a saying regarding allotting inheritance.
如果分不平拿一分袂平哦，吹一讲咖里高美就是如果财产分不平是整年整个年头都混乱。
That is that.If there's not a peaceful allotment of an inheritance, then it could cause chaos year long.
所以约瑟子孙他们的抱怨。
And so, the children of Joseph had a complaint.
约书亚绝对不能够置之不理的。
And Joshua could not ignore this.
也不能够处理不好。
And he could not, resolve this matter.
因为他们的分地是用在神的面前抽签而分的。
Because the allotment of land was determined according to the casting of lots before God.
现在有人不服气了。
Because there's someone who is not blessed.
钱分的太少了。
He did not receive enough.
如果处理不好，那其他的支派会有连锁的反应。
And if this dispute is not brought to resolution, then it could cause chaos within the tribe.
所以约书亚绝对要有很聪明的这个处置才可以，很有智慧的处理
And so Joshua had to come to a wise resolution.
好，我们来看看啊，这约瑟子孙的抱怨这一段哈，十七章的十四节。
Let's study Joshua chapter 17, verse 14.
十四节，约瑟的子孙对约书亚说：“神到如今啊，既然赐福于我们，我们也族大人多，你为什么但将一阄一段之地分给我们为业呢？”约瑟的子孙啊，他们抱怨分得太少。
And so the children of Joseph complained that they did not receive enough land.
那如果我们从啊、这个他们所分配的地业来看，他们分的不能说太少啊。
But if we study the part that says the land they actually inherited, we see that they did not receive a small portion.
哦，但是他们来抗议啊。
But they complained.
哦，这个嘛，这个约瑟不啊，这个啊，约书亚不能够不处理。
And Joshua could not ignore them.
哦，所以约书亚啊，他不是啊，哦，这个就责备他们。
And so Joshua did not reprimand them.
哦，那势必啊，会引起哦约瑟子孙的反弹的。
Because this could cause even more dissension.
哦，他不能够强制的打压。那事情没办法解决的。
He could not forcefully suppress them because this would not resolve the matter.
反而会引起其他支派的混乱。
It might even stir up dissension among the other tribes.
这个也说分太少，那个支派也抗议说我不要这一块，那还要不要分呢？
Because this could cause other tribes to say that they didn't like their land either.
所以他绝对要能够正面的去安抚造就约瑟的子孙。
And so he needed to resolve this matter with the children of Joseph.
我们看约书亚怎么处理。
And we study now how Joshua resolved this matter.
首先呢、啊，约书亚，哦，他肯定他们族大人多。
First, Joshua confirmed that they were indeed a great people.
同意他们所说的，哦，他们要更大的地业啊，来居住、啊。
And agreed with them that they needed a great land.
哦，来进一步的鼓励他们去开发。
And encourage them.
哦，这个我们来看十五节。
Let's study verse 15.
十五节，约书亚说：“你们如果族大人多，嫌以法莲山地窄小，就可以上比利洗人、利伐因人之地，在树林中砍伐树木。”哦，是六节。
16.
约瑟的子孙。说那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，就是住伯善和属伯善的这个镇势，并住耶斯列平原的人都有铁车。哦，原来这个约瑟子孙啊，哦，他们啊不但是嫌地方小，哦，他们也怕困难。
The children of Joseph not only complained that their land was too small, but they also did not like to work hard.
哦，当约瑟说啊，你们嫌地太小，你们可以去开发。
And so Joseph said, well, if your land is too small, then you can clear a place for yourself.
那是约瑟子孙，但是啊，那个平原他们的那些迦南人，他们有铁车啊，我们害怕。
But then the children of Joseph said that area, the Canaanites have iron chariots, which they cannot face.
所以我们看到约瑟子孙，哦，他们啊。仗势的族大人多，但是他们啊又想要坐享其成啊。
So we see that the children of Joseph wanted the best of both worlds.
想要有特权呐、
啊。They wanted to have a special placement.、
哦、耶稣亚没有正面的啊、哦、这个啊、来啊、来教训呐、啊哦、而是导向因势利导于这个正面的鼓励跟肯定。
And so Joshua didn't directly reprimand them, but instead used the way to resolve the issue.
好，所以这个约书亚就对他说啊。
So Joshua said to them.
好，说啊，你既然是族大人多啊，并且强盛啊，哦，不可仅有一阄之地。十八节。
So in verse 17 and 18.
哦，山地也要归你呀、啊！啊，虽是树林，你可以砍伐啊，靠近之地啊。以必归你、啊哦、迦南人虽有铁车、啊、虽是强盛，你也能够把他们赶出去、哦、所以约书亚、啊、肯定约瑟子孙他们所提供的、哦、这个谏言、啊、
And so Joshua confirmed what the children of Joseph brought before him, that they were a powerful people that needed more land,
而不是否定
he did not turn them away.
更不是打压。
And he did not suppress them.
而是把它导向于这个正常正当的路上路径上。
But rather guided them towards the way that was right.
你们可以开发。
You can open a land for yourself.
你们既然强盛，你们可以把迦南人给赶走。
And you are strong, and you will be able to drive out the Canaanites.
所以我们看到这个约书亚这位领导者，他在处理团体当中的抱怨问题他十分的拿手。
And so we see that Joshua was very good at resolving issues among the people.
化这个危机成为转机。
To right the wrongs.
将负面的抱怨变成正面的劝勉。
And to turn dissension into order.
其实在我们的信仰生活里头，也经常会遇到有抱怨的事情发生。
And in our path of faith, we might also come across times when.
当我们的另一半向我们抱怨的时候。
For example, in a marriage, if one half speaks up to the other.
当我们的儿女向我们抗议的时候。
Or if our children protest against us.
当我们的员工跟我们举白旗不是吧？绑白布条不是。
Or if our workers decide to strike.
当我们的弟兄姐妹向教会的长职传道负责人有所建议的时候。
Or when the brothers and sisters have a matter they want to bring up to the board members.
我们是不是能够像约书亚这样子有聪明跟智慧。
Are we able, like Joshua, to resolve the matter with wisdom?
能够把这个负面的情绪转移到正面的正面的这个造就上。
And to guide the people towards the right way.
那教会势必会更加的发展。
And if we are able to do so, then the church will flourish.
公司的业务会更加的蒸蒸日上。
And our workers will be productive.
我们家庭一定会更加的活泼和谐。
And our family will be harmonious.
所以这个是在这一章小弟所提的一些重点
And so here are some main points from this chapter.
因为我们都像约瑟一样，我们像这个约书亚一样。
Because we are like Joshua.
是个聪明的带领者。
We are wise leaders.
再来这个十八章到十九章。
And now in chapters 18 and 19.
这个小弟也把它合并成为这个一课来查考。
We will try to cover both these chapters in this session.
这是谈到其他的各个支派所得的产业。
They discuss the inheritance of other tribes of Israel.
我们来看这个十八章的第三节这里。
Chapter 18, verse 3.
第三节，约书亚对以色列人说：“神主你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地你们当年不去得要到几时呢？这是当这个大事抵定之后以色列中另外的七个支派还没有得到地业。
At this point, there were seven tribes of Israel who had not yet received their inheritance.
所以约书亚做了一番的处置。
And so Joshua said,
为什么这些支派他们没有积极的想要上他们的地业去？
How come these tribes did not were not very excited about getting their lands?
不像加勒主动来要求说我相信我能够我要拿一块地我去征战得那个地为业。
Not like Caleb who is very proactive about saying which piece of land he wanted.
可能这些人吃大锅饭吃习惯了。
Perhaps these people were very used to having things laid out for them.
游牧生活闲散生活过惯
To living an easy life.
就想到说迦南人不是那么容易就能够赶逐的。
They probably thought that the Canaanites were not that easily driven out of their land.
有地业虽然不错但是要拿命去拼
It is nice to have an inheritance, but it is another thing to have to lay down life to receive that inheritance.
算了算了再说再说吧。
And so perhaps we will hold off on this.
迟迟的没有上去得。
And so they did not try to possess the land.
所以耶稣就责备他们。
And so Joshua chided them.
哦，并且要他们这七个支派各每个支派派三个人呐。
And wanted each of these seven tribes to commission three people.
哦，然后打发他们呐到哦这个迦南地呀啊，按着啊各支派哈应得的地业哈啊去勘察地形哈。
And to send each of these three men to survey their inheritance.
哦啊，去绘图啊，回来报告。
And to come back with a report.
哦，然后啊，在示罗哦啊，在神的面前呐、啊，再一次的抽签分地。
And then once again meeting at Shiloh to cast lots and determine the allotment.
哦，那接下来就是哦，这七个支派他们所得的地。
And so after this.Is the land that the seven tribes received?
哦，同样的，跟刚刚哦，我们啊、这个查考约瑟子孙所得的地哦，我们也可以对照在啊、创世纪的四十九章以及生命记的三十三章那里。
So, as we did before, we can refer back to Genesis chapter 49 and Deuteronomy chapter 33.
哦，那个雅各还有摩西啊、哦，对这些支派啊、这个所祝福啊。论到他们的预言，跟他们所得到的地业来做个比较。
And we can compare the blessings that Moses and Jacob bestowed upon these tribes of Israel, and compare them to the inheritance that they received in the book of Joshua.
你会发觉说，这个神的话是没有落空的。
And we will discover that the word of God is complete and not lacking.
神的应允也不落空。
And that God's promise is not lacking.
啊，这个我们在查考查经的时候，我们可以进一步的详细哈、哦、来分享。
And so when we are studying the Bible, we can bring this a step deeper and analyze these.
哦，十九章的最后四十九到五十一啊，谈到这个约书亚他所得的地业。
And in chapter 19 of Joshua, verses 49 through 51, we see Joshua's inheritance.
哦，他只得到一个小城廷拿西拉。
He received a small town called Timnath-Serah.
哦，也不是很肥沃的地方。
And it was not a very prosperous place.
哦，他就在那边养老了。
But there he was till his old age.
哦，我们想想看呢，为什么啊、这些支派能服耶稣亚
？And we think about why these tribes of Israel were able to follow Joshua.
哦，如果耶稣亚在分地之前呢、啊？哦、他就先来一个像罗德一样、哦、把那个最好的部分通通挑走了。
If Joshua had been like Lot and chosen the best pieces of land for himself in the beginning,
我看、啊、不是只有约瑟的子孙会抱怨，我看各个支派 都会抗议。
Then I think that the dissension would not have been limited to the tribe of Manasseh, but it would have also been throughout the rest of the tribes.
但约书亚没有这样做。
But Joshua was not like this.
他最后他自己所得到的，哦，是一个小小的天拿西达。
In the end, what he received was just a very small Timnath-Serah.
哦，是各支派他服耶稣亚的处理啊。
And so the tribes were able to listen to Joshua.
耶稣亚没有失心。
And Joshua did not give up.
哦，所以一个领导者啊、哦，要能够无欲，才能够刚强。
And so,
没有私心、啊、大家才会服这个领导者。
And so, as a leader, we must be like Joshua so that the people will follow.
哦，在教会里头，我们啊有很多的这个圣工啊，需要弟兄姐妹啊投入跟参与啊。
In church, we have a lot of activities which we need the brothers and sisters to take part in.
但我们经常会发现说。弟兄姐妹参与的意愿并不是很高。
But we discover often that brothers and sisters may not always want to participate.
好，原因有很多。
And there are many reasons.
但是其中啊，也有一个原因啊。
But there is one main reason.
就是领导者没有以身作则。
That is that the leaders.
领导者没有一个 example 哈。
Oh, that the leaders have not served as an example.
哦，所以啊，让其他人就不服气了。
And so, the followers are not happy.
哦，所以我们从约书亚，哦，他的分地的这个事情，我们也可以看到，哦，领导者如果能够以身作则，能够无欲，那 能够这个没有私心哈，那才能够带得动团体。
And so we learn from Joshua's way of dealing with the allotment of the inheritance that a leader must serve as an example to his people in order for them to follow.
好，你看在家庭里头哈。
For example, in a family.
为什么大家都要听妈妈的话？
How come everyone listens to the mother?
好吃的鱼肉啊，好吃的这个菜呀、啊，通通儿女丈夫吃完了、啊，这妈妈就是吃鱼骨头啊，吃鱼头啊。
Because the mother brings the best things to her family and to her husband before she gives them to herself.
哦，她没有私心呢、啊，先尝一块大块的肉哦，尝一些好吃的，尝起来，哎，啊，没有哦，大家吃完了，哎，她就把那个自己的啊。更好的那一部分拿出来独享。
She does not keep the best things for herself first.
哦，所以为什么大家听母亲的？哦，这个歌颂母亲的伟大，因为母亲从来没有私心呢。
And so that is why people sing the praises of mothers because they are sacrificial and not selfish.
哦，夫妻之间也是一样。
And between a husband and wife as well.
哦，为什么现在的婚姻呢？哦，好像。哦，那一张结婚证书是用纸做的，那么脆弱。
How come it seems today that marriage is such a weak institution？
还是私心的原因。
It is because of this issue of selfishness。
我来藏私房钱。
That I want this。
哦，那你也藏钱哈。
I will hide money from you。
哦，动结婚之前就先讲好，我们财产分开哈。各赚个人的，个人想个人的。
And before marriage, we agree to keep our finances separate.
哦，谁也不愿意吃亏了。在结婚的时候就已经想到，将来离婚的时候我有什么样的权利哈？这个不可以丧失了。
No one wants to be willing to lose anything, and even before they are married, they are already working out what would happen if they were divorced.
婚姻怎么会稳固啊
？How can marriage survive？
哦，所以我们从这个约书亚，好，他这个领导者，他这个大公无私的领导者，他在分地的情形，的这个事情上，我们想到我们属灵的领导。
And so, from learning from Joshua and the way he dealt with the inheritance, we can see how this applies to our lives.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是领导者。
Each of us is a leader.
在你的家庭。
In our families,
在教会里头
in church,
至少在你那些未信主的朋友、慕道朋友上面，你是领导者。
To your truth seeker friends,
那你有没有像耶稣亚这样子？
Are you like Joshua?
如果有的话，那大家必定会尊敬你，会服你。
If you are like Joshua, then people will listen to you and follow you.
也因着你的这个作为而得享好处。
And follow your example to receive blessings.
哦，让神国啊能够得荣耀。
And to glorify the kingdom of God.
哦，这个是这个是八十九章哦。
This is chapter 18 and 19.
那在二十章这里谈到逃城的设立。
In verse 20, it talks about the cities of refuge.
哦，这个逃城的设立，它的目的哈。这个三到六节谈到说是为那些无心误杀人而设立的。
And in verses 3-6 of chapter 20, it says that these are for those who unintentionally killed to seek refuge.
到旧约的律法这个要以牙还牙，以眼还眼，以命偿命。
According to the Old Testament law, it was eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
但是在现实上确实有一些状况这个并不是存心有意而造成的伤亡。
But in life, sometimes there are situations where there is unintentional harm caused.
那这些无心误杀人的人就可以逃到这个逃城里头。
And those who unintentionally killed. May flee to these cities of refuge.
逃城的这些长老们就要按照逃亡过来的这个人他的情况来判定是不是接受他进到逃城里头。
And those who are the keepers at the cities of refuge would determine whether or not this person would receive refuge.
那如果允许他进到逃城里头那报血仇的人来啊， 就不能够啊这个杀啊这个啊无心啊这个杀人的人呐、啊。
And if they decided to grant this man asylum, then he could enter.
哦，只等到啊这个逃城里头啊这个啊只等到哈、啊、这个大祭司死了之后。
Until the death of the high priest.
哦，这个无心误杀人的人啊，他就可以啊获得自由，回到他原本所住的这个啊城市去。
Then the person who unintentionally killed could return to his own city and to his own house and from the place which he fled.
哦，这个是逃城所设立的目的。
And so this is the purpose of the cities of refuge.
啊，逃城啊，它的分布哦是河东三座、河西三座，所以是平均分布啊，便于啊这个啊误杀人的人呐、啊、能够逃进去。
And these cities of refuge were located in places.That were very clearly separated.
哦，不会说啊，逃到一半就被那个暴雪仇人那种拦截啊，而杀掉了。
So that they would not be avenged and killed.
而啊，这六座逃城，同时也都是祭司哈、哦、分给利未人的祭司的城邑啊。
And these cities of refuge were granted to the Levites.
所以他们能够按照神的律法来审判逃往这个逃城来的人呢、啊，他所说的是否属实啊
？So that they could judge according to the law, whether or not these people could come in.
那逃城有它的预表啊。
And there is a significance to these cities of refuge.
第一个预表就是基督的救恩。
One is the salvation of Christ.
哦，世人都是罪人嘛。
We are all sinners.
哦，当然耶稣基督啊，他成为逃城，哦，他的救恩成为逃城啊。
But Jesus' salvation is like a city of refuge.
让我们能够啊逃到里头啊，免去罪的刑罚。
And so that we may enter into them and escape the wrath of sin.
以及罪的工价哦，就是死了。
And escape the wages of sin, which is death.
直到大祭司死了之后，哦，才可以回到自己的地业去。
Until the death of the one who is the high priest, then the slayer may return to his own house.
才能够得到自由。
To receive freedom.
哦，今天大祭司就是耶稣基督。
And today the high priest is Christ.
哦，他为我们代死了。
He has died for us.
哦，让我们能够自由。
So that we may be free.
哦，所以逃城第一个预表就是基督的救恩。
And so these cities of refuge represent the salvation of Christ.
哦，那第二个预表就是真教会。
And the second representation is that of the true church.
真教会啊，就是末日啊，末世的这个方舟啊。
The true church is often referred to as the ark of the last days.
也是啊，哦，这个得救的逃城。
And it is also a city of refuge.
所以。啊，在真教会里头，啊，这个啊得救的信徒啊
，and so in the city of so in the true church，
哦，就可以得蒙赦罪
，the believers can receive refuge from sin，、哦、
得到真自由
，and to receive true freedom。
哦，那再来这些逃城哈、哦，它的名字也有它的意义
，and the names of these cities of refuge also have spiritual significance。
哦，这个啊，基底斯啊。它是圣啊，神圣的意思。
Kadesh means established by God or holiness of God.
神，我们知道神是圣洁的，是神圣的。
We know that God is holy.
哦，那事件啊，它的意思是肩膀的意思。
And Shechem means shoulder.
哦，我们的罪担呢、啊，我们都可以卸给啊，这个我们的耶稣基督啊，我们的救主，他帮我们挑起。
So that is all the burdens that we carry on our shoulders we can bring to God.
希伯伦啊是渡口的意思。
And Hebron,
渡口哈，这个 port 哈。
Oh, is a port.
哦，那耶稣基督啊，要把我们从人生的风浪啊，人生的罪海里头啊，哦，把我们引进平安的渡口。
And so Jesus brings us from the chaotic high seas into a port of refuge.
好，那比西啊，哦，是健壮、坚强、有力的意思。
And Bezer is means strength.
哦。
And fortitude.
神他是全能的神啊。
God is an all-powerful God.
他是有力的。
He is powerful.
拉莫是高地顶点的意思。
Ramoth, it means a high land.
我们的主啊，是万王之王，万主之主。
Our God is the God of gods.
是荣耀的神，道成肉身。
And he is the glorious God who came into flesh.
他也要高举凡是依靠他的人。
And he will raise up those who rely on him.
那最后戈兰是围绕的意思。
And lastly, Golan, which means surrounding.
神的保守，神的保护也是围绕着我这个信靠他的人。
And that is that God's guidance will surround those who rely on him.
在他的信徒在他的这个相信他的人的周围这个差遣天使安宁保守。
And those that believe in him, he will send angels to surround and protect them.
这些都是陶成他名字的意思属灵的教训。
And so these are the spiritual teachings of the names of the cities of refuge.
接下来二十一章。
And in following, chapter 21,
谈到利未人的产业。
Discusses the inheritance of the Levites.
利未人没有分得产业。
The Levites did not receive an inheritance.
他的产业是神。
Their inheritance is God.
他的产业是献给神的火祭。
And their inheritance is the sacrifices which they gave to God.
并不代表说利未人他吃空气就会饱了。
And so that does not mean that the Levites can be full.
利未人也是人啊。
They are still people.
也必须要有养生的需要。
And they still have physical needs.
所以在这里呀。利未人的众族长这个去找约书亚。
And so we see that the head of the fathers of the Levites approached Joshua.
所以各支派就照着当日摩西的规定从他们的诚意当中选出一些诚意来提供给利未人做居住诚意跟这个城外的郊野。
And so each of the tribes brought forth some cities that they would give to the Levites.
那这些各支派所提供的这些诚意给这个利未宗族歌辖啦这些他们来抽签分配。
And so these cities, which were given to the Levites, were then allotted according to the casting of lots.
这个是有关利未人他们的产业。
So this has to do with the inheritance of the Levites.
那利未人呢？因着这样子，他就散居到各支派里头了。
And so the Levites, according to this, were dispersed among the 12 tribes of Israel.
他们得到各支派所提供的这个诚意，还有郊野。
They receive the cities of the tribes, and they also received care from them.
诚意可以居住，郊野可以牧羊。
That way they could shepherd the flock.
那各支派还要奉献十分之一来供养他们。
And the tribes also had to offer one tenth to support the Levites.
那利未人在各支派当中，他们要负起教导敬拜神跟遵守神律法的任务，这个职分。
And within each of the 12 tribes, the Levites had the responsibility of guiding and leading the people.
那我们刚刚谈到这个陶城也是归利未人的。
And before we mentioned that the cities of refuge belong to the Levites.
这是神对利未人他的安置跟安排。
This is the planning of God.
那今天我们都是属灵的利未人。
And today we are all spiritual Levites.
利未人他们地业，神对他们地业的安排，对今天的我们有什么样的启发
？And so we can see that what God prepared for the Levites, what can we learn from this today?
值得我们在查经的时候，我们可以分享跟探讨。
It is worth our discussion in Bible study.
接下来二十二章这个谈到约书亚对于那个河东的两个支派办他们要回去任务完成要回去之前这个临别的这个讲话。
And so chapter 22 records the words that Joshua spoke to the two and a half tribes that were returning to their lands east of the Jordan.
这两个支派半啊，他们在河东已经有产业。
These two and a half lands already, two and a half tribes already had lands east of the river.
照着他们所承诺的，他们跟着其他的支派啊，到约旦河西啊，一起啊来奋斗啊，等到大家都分得产业之后，他们才回去他们所分的产业。
And only after all the other tribes had received their allotments did these two and a half tribes return to their lands.
所以耶稣亚首先呢，在一到四节，二十二章一到四节称赞他们。
So in Joshua 22 verses 1 through 4, Joshua praises them.
称赞他们顺服领导称赞他们爱的牺牲，称赞他们互助合作，称赞他们坚守诺言。
Praises them for saying that they did not leave their brothers during this time.
那对这个两个支派半啊，也有所训勉。
And for these two and a half tribes, he also has words of encouragement.
要他们谨守神的诫命。
He wants them to keep the commandments of God.
要他们爱神。
To love God.
要倚靠神。
To rely on God.
要尽心尽性的侍奉神。
To wholly serve God.
那最后为他们祝福。
And lastly, he blessed them.
那在第十节到三十四节，有的一个这个事件的发生。
And in 10 through 34, there is the building of an altar.
导引于这两个支派半，他们在约旦河边，他们筑了一座坛。
These two and a half tribes built an altar by the Jordan.
那让河西这边的支派他们误认为这个河东的两个支派半，他们一过河就过河拆桥了，就要拜其他的神
This was so that it was the altar was by the river, so that the tribes on the other side of the river would see an altar once they came.
他们很怕说昔日那个亚干犯罪连累的所有的以色列全会众的事情从这个再发生
They were afraid that something like what happened with Achan would happen to the tribes.
所以他们甚至要兴兵讨伐，想要攻打他们。
So they wanted to war against them.
还好这个当时他们先派人去调查。
But first, they sent people to survey the land.
结果才弄清楚原来这个河东的两个支派半并不是筑那个祭坛要向别的神献祭，要背叛这个以色列的独一真神。
And so it was only then that the tribes west of the river realized that the altar to the east of the river was an altar to God and not to another God.
而是要来作为后代子孙的证明。
But it was to stand as a reminder to the generations to come.
我们怕这个天然的界限约旦河会阻隔这个将来他们后代的子孙他们的往来。约旦河会造成两边的子孙他们互不往来。
And they did not want the Jordan River to come to separate the brothers that were on opposite sides of the river.
将来认为说这个约旦河东那边不是我们以色列人是外族人。
They started to consider those who were east of the river to be not Israelites.
所以河东的两个支派半他就筑了这个坛来做证据将来只要看到这个坛河东河西两个坛是一样的就可以知道原来我们是一家人。
And so the altar that was built to the east and the altar that was built to the west of the river was there to serve as a reminder to future generations that these were one house.
这个是他们筑坛的目的。
And so this was the purpose of building the altar.
来做证据用的。
To serve as a reminder.
所以这个这个河西的这些支派的代表一听这个原来是这么一回事就回去报告，大家认为是一件好事，于是就止息干戈没有人再提出攻打的事情。
And so those who had originally wanted to war against these other tribes, after they heard this, decided not to war.
所以这件事情给我们两个启发了。
And so This story gives us two lessons.
一个就是当我们有误解的时候。
One is that when we have
有误会的时候。
Once we have dissension.
那我们呢不能够凭自己的揣测想象认为对方就是怎么样。
We should not immediately use our own judgment to think that we are right and the opposing side is wrong.
一定要弄清楚啊。
We must understand clearly.
才不会啊将原本人家的好意一件美事啊给搞砸了。
So that we do not ruin the good intentions of the beginning.
那另外一个小弟提供给大家做思考的。
And the other is worth considering.
如果我们用这个河东两个支派办来形容那个住在偏远地方没有教会的弟兄姐妹。
If we use these two and a half tribes to represent our believers who are living far off.
那我们呢要怎么样帮助他们。
Then how can we help them?
让他们的将来的儿女啊也能够知道这个信仰。
How can we help them so that their children will know this faith?
那同样的这些住在偏远地方没有教会的弟兄姐妹。
And likewise, those brothers and sisters who are living far away.
他们又应该有哪些作为才不至于他们的后代子孙被排挤在神的恩典救恩之外。
What should they build up so that their children do not fall outside the grace of God?
这是在这个从这个政坛事件给我们的这个省思跟思考。
So from this story of the altars, we can learn these lessons.
那最后的两章23跟24章小弟也把它合并成为一课。
So now we will study chapters 23 and 24.
23章这是约书亚对于这个领导者的训勉。
Chapter 23 is Joshua's address to the leaders.
24章是对全体百姓的训勉。
And 24 is the address to the overall congregation.
同样的都以这个见证神的恩典、数算神的恩典来做开始。
And in both of them, they begin with the praising of God.
那接着就是勉励。
And encouragement.
要他们对神忠心。
Encouraging them to focus on God.
要他们不可离弃神。
So that they will never depart from God.
那跟他们立约。
And he forged a covenant with them.
叮咛他们要专心的依靠神。
To encourage them to fully rely on God.
那最后一部分这个最后一章的29-33节这是一个附录啊。
And chapter 24, verses 29 through 33.
提到约书亚的死。
Discusses the death of Joshua.
提到有关约瑟的骸骨。
And the burial of the bones of Joseph.
这个当然不是，这是后面的人所补注上去的。
Of course, this was a section that was added later.
因为如果约书亚既是约书亚写的，他怎么会写自己死掉什么时候？那就不对了。
Because if Joshua was indeed written by Joshua, then how could he have written of his own death?
所以这后面这一部分是后人把它补述上去的。
And so these verses were added later on.
那从这两章约书亚的遗命对今日的教会的领导者也好，对于所有的弟兄姐妹也好。有什么样的教训跟劝勉在里头。
And so these two addresses that Joshua gives are very encouraging to us today.
我们也留着来查经的时候来做分享。
And we can reserve study of this till when we have Bible study.
以上就是